Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, everyone. This is Minister Jay Miller, the host of Dirty Church Radio. I hope all is well and safe out there. I'm praying for you all. I dedicate this song to you all right now. Stay tuned. God bless.
From the day I was born,
Miller. I hope everyone right now is safe. I hope everyone is checking on your family, your friends. Just call and see if everyone is okay. And whatever you do, just keep everyone in prayer that God covers us, keep us safe in the midst of the storm. Let's not let go of our trust on God in the midst of the storm. He is our creator. We are the creation, and I believe in Him is safety. That's where true safety is in God. Whatever you do, be there for your loved ones. That's very important that you be there for your loved ones. A lot of us out here, we have, you know, elderly mothers and fathers. Check on them, make sure they're okay. Make sure they're okay, whatever you do. Listen, here at Dirty Church Radio, we thank you all that have been tuning in to us on the different episodes that we have. It's been a blessing. Like I normally say on this show, no topic or issue is out of bounds. No topic or issue is out of bounds. We're willing to discuss or confront any issue. And the reason why is because whatever the problem or the struggle or the situation in life, the issues of life. We just want to get to the truth of it and face, own up to it, face whatever it is, so we can get a better perception of who we are, what our true identity is in mankind. And it's been a blessing. I appreciate all the callers that have been calling in nightly, sharing your views and sharing your thoughts. And it's been very interesting, very interesting. And I just want all the listeners out there, regardless of who you are, you have a story. And only you can tell your story the way you can tell it, because it was you that experienced it. You know what it felt like. If you was in the fire, you felt the flame. If you was in the cold, you felt the frost, the freeze. And you can really give us insight of your experiences. Who did you trust in when you was going through these different issues in life? Who did you depend on? Did you depend on self, or did you depend on a higher being? We want to hear from you. We want to get a clearer understanding of the way that mankind, God's creation, is thinking in this time. We understand right now it's a lot of stuff going on in the world. It's a lot of things that are taking place in the world. And the thing about it, man, we have to maintain and stay focused and not get so caught up in what everyone else is doing and try to mimic other people. But it's best for you to find your true identity in this life and be who you are. Be what God made you to be. And when you do that, that's when you find your purpose. That's when you find your true purpose. You don't have to live your life in a false identity to please man, to please people. Be what God created you to be, because whatever God created you to be, it's in his will. It's in his way. It goes with his principles and with his standards that he set for us as mankind. And some of you may listen now, some may agree with what I just said, and some may disagree. But the thing about the whole matter is that you're listening. And just when you call in here and you may say certain things, we might not agree. You may not agree with what we say. But this is a platform for you to speak, for you to be heard. And sometimes that's all some people just want, to be heard, because a lot of people feel like, well, nobody understands me. Nobody understands me. You don't know what I feel like. You don't know what it was like for me. And you've been holding those feelings in for years, worried about if you really talk about it, you'll be condemned, you'll be stepped on. But whatever on this show, best believe you will feel love. I truly expect to express and look forward to expressing the love of God through my experience and what God has done for me. I really believe that those that have been forgiven for much that has a past have more compassion. You understand? And we here on Dirty Church, we all been through some things in life. And we know what it's like to live in this life. We know what it's like to fight for your life in this life. We understand all those things. And tonight's topic is, why do we believe? Why do we believe in God? What is it that makes us believe? And I'm going to tell you, I believe life. There are so many answers that maybe you may hear tonight about why we believe. But I believe the things, that the situations that we face that come against us in this life creates who we are. But I believe the true focus of what we go through is to turn us so that we can recognize and point us in the direction of God. Regardless of what it is you're going through, you may have been broken, brought up in a broken home. You may have been picked on. You may have been bullied throughout your life, and you don't feel love. But I truly believe that the escape from everything that goes against us and comes at us is for us to escape into the love of God. I believe God, he's waiting there with his open arms, waiting to embrace us when we acknowledge him. And that is such a blessing to just be able to acknowledge God, to be able to love God, and God love us. Right now, I'm here on the air, and I know earlier today, my electricity just now came back on, so we're able to have the show, but I don't know how many others are still affected by, you know, the power outage, you know, here in New Jersey, Trenton, New Jersey, where I'm from, my hometown. It's a lot of wind, it's a lot of rain. We've been expecting, you know, a lot more than what's even taking place now. But we're praying that everyone be covered in whatever state is being affected by this. We are praying for you all out there. And as a minister, you know, on the line right now, I just want to have a moment of prayer before some of the guest hosts and different ones start coming in, if they're able to call in tonight. And if they're not able to call in tonight, you'll just be on the air with Minister Jay Miller, and we'll just talk. And you're more than welcome to call in at 773-897-6319. 773-897-6319. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you right now, God, even in the midst of nature and what's taking place in this life, God, in this storm, God, we ask you, God, to just cover us with your blood. Keep us protected in the midst of it, God. Keep us in the safety of your love. If anything, God, through this, what's going on, God, and in our cities and our surrounding cities, God, let unity within the families and friendships, let people begin to start forgiving each other who haven't talked for a long time. To, you know, let everyone just realize that life is very short and that we should take advantage of every moment. There are so many different tragedies, God, we understand that take place in this life, God. But we understand, Lord, with you, Lord, we can go through anything, no matter what it is, how bad it is, God. With you, there is always victory, even when it may seem like it's a loss to man. But with you, it's always victory. It's never defeat with you. And right now, God, I ask you to touch every home. Every caller that calls in here, every listener right now, keep them protected, God. Touch their minds, touch their hearts. Let not anyone do anything crazy. Let them keep peace in the midst of this in their heart. We ask you, God, to let no one panic. But, God, give us a calmness, God, with your peace, God. And, Lord, as my voice goes out in the airways right now, God, I ask you just to breathe upon it, God, that you breathe on this prayer, God, and send your power, God, throughout the states, God, that is being affected by this storm. And, Lord, if anything that happens from this storm, God, I pray that it will make man acknowledge who you are. Make them cry out to you, God. Make them want to get to know you and to understand you even more, God. And I ask you right now, God, even all the hosts that are on this show, myself and Aaron and Apostle Young, touch our minds, keep us strong, touch our hearts, keep them cleansed. That, Lord, that we're not doing this show, God, just for in vain, God, but that we're doing this that if one person can just be blessed by one word that is said on this show, or that can give a clearer understanding, just, Lord, we just ask you, God, to just do your will according to this outlet that you have blessed us with. And we just thank you right now, God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Listen, everyone, I hope everything is going great right now. I hope even in the midst of all of this, everyone is still feeling a sense of joy. I pray, you know, that depression or anything like that doesn't set in, especially if you keep watching the news and you keep hearing about the storm and what's going on. It makes things going chaos. But we just ask that everything just, you know, there's a calmness, even in the midst of how great this storm is, that there would be a calmness and that everyone would use godly wisdom, that God would just give them wisdom to make the right decisions based upon the situation and, right now. So I'm waiting for some callers to call in tonight concerning why do we believe. We want to know, why do you believe? Why do you believe in God? What started your belief? Were you raised in this belief? Or whatever the belief is, how did it start for you? Did your belief start from tragedy? Did your belief start from a victory, a great feeling of accomplishment? Where did their belief start? And we truly want to know how it started with you. And right now, I'm going to make a call, and hopefully they'll answer if they can get on the line right now. Just give me 1 minute, everyone out there, as we dial and try to see what's going on, hoping everyone is okay. And we'll try to make it happen. Yes. Hopefully they answer. If not, we're gonna call our next caller. Try our next caller right now. Let's try him, and then we'll get into this topic and talk a little bit. I know a lot of people right now probably are having a lot of electrical problems with this storm right here. Hopefully it'll go through.
Hello?
Is this Aaron, the Devil's Advocate, Bradley?
Yeah, what's good?
What's going on, man? I got you live on the air right now, man.
Are you got me live on the air?
Yeah, you live on the air right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're live on the air. You're on the show right now. Everyone can hear
you. I thought you didn't have power.
It came on out of all of a sudden, man. It came on. So I just called in.
We just lost our power.
You just lost your power and mine came back on.
Maybe just like 10 minutes ago.
Like 10 minutes ago? Wow.
Yep.
Wow, ours just came back on. I was sitting right here on the couch, man, and dozed off a little bit in the dark, and all of a sudden it came right back on. And it was like 7:58. I called in real quick, man. But then I just was telling everyone out there that everyone is dealing with this storm on the East Coast. So I just called you from the show and put you direct live on right now with us. So I was telling them, you know, about the topic, why do we believe? And we understand, especially based with this show, how different topics we have and how we talk to different people, we understand that there are many different beliefs, people, and reasons why people believe. I was just saying, asking the question, did anyone's belief start from tragedy? You know, did it start from a great accomplishment? You know, like what, you know, different reasons why the belief will actually start. Or is it already embedded in you to believe? You know, is that feeling of something greater in you passed down? And it makes it so easy for you to believe in something. Or you have to believe in something. From that angle like that, man. But this is one of the topics I know that you really wanted to touch on, you know what I'm saying? So I done, you know, started the show, talked a little bit, said a prayer for the people that are out there dealing with this storm, you know, mainly just praying that everyone stays calm and peace, and check on your family members. Your phone's working. If you got elderly parents, make sure they're okay. You know, call. Mm-hmm. This is a time to actually show love during times like this. And don't be selfish. Just in case someone is worrying about if you okay, try to get in touch with them to let them know, so no one be worrying and stuff like that. You know. But and then we went into a little bit about, you know, why do we believe? I wanted to read this one thing, this little statement thing, and then I'm going to let you say a little something. It says, just once, wouldn't you love for someone to simply show you the evidence for God's existence? No arm twisting, no statements of, you just have to believe. Well, here is an attempt to candidly offer some of the reasons which suggest that God exists. But first consider this. When it comes to the possibility of God's existence, the Bible says that there are people who have seen sufficient evidence, but they have suppressed the truth about God. On the other hand, for those who want to know God, if he is there, he says, you will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you. Before you look at the facts surrounding God's existence, ask yourself, if God does exist, would I want to know him? Here then are some reasons to consider. And later on in the show, I'll touch back on a few of the reasons. I just wanted to open up with that little statement right there.
Well, before I actually get started, I would like to ask you, why do you believe?
Well, you know what? I already have that. I don't want to get into why I believe yet in the beginning of the show. I don't want to go there yet, and I don't really want to go there for a certain reason, because it's something that I want to actually do within the show with that, and I want to actually say that during that part of the show when we get to that part. So I'm not avoiding your question, because it's very easy for me, but I just want to actually get to this certain part of the show and then actually make that statement.
Okay.
Put it this way. When I make the statement, it won't even be from me asking the question. You'll hear it.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
answer that's all.
I guess we shall see you when that time comes, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
I always considered the thought of belief is not necessarily a choice in the sense of what do you want, either an apple or an orange. I don't believe it's a choice that way. I don't think most people have the choice whether to believe or not. It's something that is, I believe, innately a part of us as soon as we are born. Most people Most people are kind of adopted into it. And basically because of the way we are, and it's very, very difficult to kind of get away from the choice to believe. I believe there are exceptions. But for the most part, people are what they believe based on their upbringing. And it all depends on where you're born, and your parents, and, you know, your surroundings, I believe, plays a big role into it. If I was born in Saudi Arabia, most likely I would be a Muslim. If I was born in certain parts of China, more than likely I would be a Buddhist. Tibetan, I should say. I would be a Buddhist. Then even if I was born in other Scandinavian countries, I wouldn't probably accept belief. So I think, you know, it plays a very, 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 very big role what belief is actually given to us through our upbringing. So in that sense, I don't believe it's a choice for most people. Usually, a lot of times, if they were raised in a certain type of religion, and they decide to, not accept that religion anymore, they usually go to another religion. So even though your fundamental religious values may change, the belief is still there. So I think that's where a lot of people stem from their belief. I don't think it's something that you actually choose per se. Something that you say to yourself, I'm consciously choosing to believe in this. I believe that you, by default, most of us already, the choice is chosen for us. And, you know, we continue on to basically learn more about whatever belief we're in, or if we choose to follow some other type of belief, the belief is actually put there since the time, you know, we were born. So, that's how I see, you know, why most people believe. They believe for those reasons.
Okay. I'm gonna read this little thing right here, and I want to see what you. I know how you know you like when you hear stuff. I just want to read this and see what you think about it. It says, "I was an atheist at one time, and like many atheists, the issue of people believing in God bothered me greatly. What is it about atheists that we would spend so much time, attention, and energy refuting something that we don't believe even exists? What causes us to do that? When I was an atheist, I attributed my intentions as caring for those poor, disillusioned people to help them realize their hope was completely ill-founded. To be honest, I also had another motive. As I challenged those who believe in God, I was deeply curious to see if they could convince me otherwise. Part of my quest was to become free from the question of God. If I could conclusively prove to the believers that they were wrong, then the issue is off the table, and I would be free to go out about my life. I didn't realize that the reason the topic of God weighed so heavily on my mind was because God was pressing the issue. I have come to find out that God wants to be known. He creates us with the intention that we would know him. He has surrounded us with evidence of himself, and he keeps the question of his existence squarely before us. It was as if I couldn't escape thinking about the possibility of God. In fact, the day I chose to acknowledge God's existence, my prayer began with, okay, you win. It might be the underlying reason atheists are bothered by people believing in God is because God is actively pursuing them.
Only thing that I'll have to say about that is it all depends on where and how you were raised. Because the question would then be, which God? And most likely, the God that this certain atheist accepted probably was the God that he was actually raised up believing in the first place. It's crazy to me how a lot of times when, let's say, for instance, let's say that a Christian grew up as a Christian and doesn't necessarily, you know, kind of fell off of the belief, kind of, sort of. And then some type of, you know, awakening happened to this Christian. And the awakening happened, the evidence of, you know, God wanted to show some evidence to this person that God actually existed. Why is it that Christians always get Christian evidence? I've never heard of a situation where a Christian can actually get Islamic evidence or Jaden evidence or
of God.
Yes. In the sense where, in the sense, their experience, their actual experience, is not, it doesn't necessarily coincide with what they already believe. It usually coincides with what they already grew up believing and may have strayed away from. It never actually is totally opposite, like a total different religion or a total different God that they may see. It usually stems from the same God that they once believed.
But you know what? The majority, I'm going to tell you, when it comes to the Bible, like I'm talking about the God of the Bible, the God of, the God that I believe that is God Almighty, the one and true living God, that's what I believe. Of the Bible, right? Normally, when it comes to the Bible and someone claims the God of the Bible in the scriptures, that's the person that people choose or want to prove wrong. So when you think of that, it's normally the God of the Bible that everyone mainly truly wants to challenge. You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm going to say, yeah, and I would agree with you, but they don't always choose that God. A lot of people choose the Islamic God, and the reason why
but I'm saying when it comes to the scriptures, like normally when it comes to someone that is a Christian, they're the ones that normally are more so attacked when it comes to the Bible.
Well, you have to understand, Christianity is one of the biggest worldwide religions, and so is Islam is one of the biggest worldwide religions. And since we are Americans, Christianity more than likely is influenced in our lives, and most Americans as well. Certain Christians may come from a different Christian sect, but it's based on Christianity nonetheless. So, of course, Christianity is going to be the one, in a lot of cases, that's going to be picked on because everybody shares that religion in common. Not only that, but it's the very religion that's very, 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 very easy to pick on. Very easy to pick on.
Well, so people say.
No, it's not so people say. It's proven over and over again.
No, but what I'm saying, though, you got to understand, the reason why, I mean, because it's because it is, it's faith. Like, Christianity totally stands on faith. Without faith, like, you have nothing. That, matter of fact, that whole, the whole concept doesn't even exist without faith.
Well, see, the
and
thing about it, the whole concept.
People, that's what makes people that want tangible evidence want to come at it, because they want to see something, they want to see physical proof.
Well, to actually come at that two ways. Faith is, you know how they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Faith works the same way. Faith is in the eye of the beholder, so to say. Because how faith is not basically something that is, you can't necessarily prove faith. You can't pinpoint faith. Faith is not something that you can actually grab, see, hold, touch, anything like that. And because you can't do that, faith works for any type of religion. It doesn't just work for Christianity. It works
no,
for every type of religion.
It works, but I'm talking about, if you're talking about the Bible, faith is something that the God of the Bible requires.
To not have he basically would have to require it, but my thing is,
you know what I'm saying? No, I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand. I understand what you mean.
Yeah,
saying that. The key.
It's like all about faith. Like for real. Like it's like all about faith. It's all about you trusting in God and not. It's all about not walking by sight. You know what I mean? But walking by faith. You know what I mean?
This
so
is why
it's
so
like,
easy to. This is why it's so easy to be picked on, because there's so many loopholes, there's so many avenues that you can actually go to counter any type of position
that
a Christian can
come. The only reason why it seems like you could do that is because you could do that looking at it carnally. So to the natural mind, it would be like that, because You want to see the evidence in your hand. Like, you want to see, it's almost like you want to see it actually in your hand, like to touch. And it's almost, in the Bible, it talks about how God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So right there, it lets you know, to worship this God, I must become spiritual. So I must connect with his spirit, or let the spirit fill me to even understand or even be able to truly communicate with this God of the Bible.
Two things I have to say about that. One is, I'm sorry, I don't know if you can.
No, I'm saying, I mean, it's many people that will have something to say about it, but that's a person that will actually doesn't acknowledge faith, or feel as though faith doesn't have enough weight behind it, like as if it was put in your hand.
Like I said, there are so many ways to just tear that apart as someone coming from someone who actually just does not accept the whole faith thing. I don't care if it's Christianity or any other religion. It's just so easy. And like I said, I speak with believers and unbelievers. I speak with people who, you know, who have the same beliefs I do. I speak with people who don't have the same beliefs I do, accept certain beliefs. And the main argument that people have against Christianity, what I can totally understand, is we say that faith, that Christianity, especially the God coming from the aspect of the Bible, this God requires faith, and in order to understand this God, you have to have faith. Well, that's a total contradiction in the sense of the people of the Bible didn't necessarily
need faith, because God literally spoke to these people. God literally showed himself through miraculous powers. And I'm not talking about miracles in the sense of getting our bills paid. That's not considered a miracle within the definition of itself. I'm talking about actual, real, supernatural miracles. When people are walking on water, but people have been dead for days upon days and months, and then they actually come back to life and walk on the streets, where people actually can fly and teleport and so many things where, and then it, to put that aside, God literally spoke to people. So I'm quite sure if God was doing the same thing that he was doing back then now, there would be no question about it, which brings us to another problem. If I know my brother exists, if I'm speaking to my brother, I don't necessarily have to believe he exists. I already know that. I don't have to prove it. It's already proven. My brother is actually here.
Yes.
And
it still took belief to ignite it, though. It still took
belief. No, it doesn't take belief. It doesn't take belief to know that my brother's here.
No,
my brother's here.
But what I'm saying is, you know your brother's here physically. Now we're talking spiritual. From the spiritual sense, right?
But there is no spiritual when you're talking about.
No,
there is no spiritual when I'm saying that my brother actually is here.
Now, you're talking about the actual physical miracle, but the manifest in front of your eyes.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?